And it's Scott Simmons with 1% Realty, Salt Spring Island, for Radio Real Estate Show today for the 16th of August, 2008. And I'm here with Jeff Erickson. Jeff is a professional home inspector that covers Salt Spring and lower part of Vancouver Island. Now, the home inspection industry itself has changed in about the last, 3 years, Jeff?
Yeah, definitely around in BC and across Canada. Legislation is going in more and more to, or at least being talked about in different provinces.
So now, how has it changed here? What has changed?
Well, what has changed now is all home inspectors have to be licensed by the government. Before, a couple of guys, high school kids on spring break, could call themselves home inspectors. Okay, those people are out of the market. And what we have to do now as a home inspector is be a member of a professional organization. Now I'm a member of the Canadian Association of Home and Property Inspectors, which is the largest organization in Canada. And you also, with those kind of memberships, you have to have upgrading, same as you do in your profession.
Right.
You have to go through educational courses. All home inspectors now are insured, or have to be insured. We always were with CAPI, with my organization. The government basically lets the home inspection industry kind of set the standards. There's nothing that they've done in there other than by making everybody be a member of a reputable organization, they've gotten some of the cowboys out of the business.
So it's no different than the architects, architectural society, or the engineering society, or the surveyors. I mean, now it's a professional organization that monitors itself. So if there was a real bad player, there's probably like a code of conduct. And so if there's a real bad player out there that, you know, slipping $500 and everything is fine on every house, there's recourse for the homeowners, basically.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
So let's say there was something hugely grossly missed, then there's some kind of professional body that they could go to and say, you know, we hired this guy to give us a independent appraisal on the house, and he just said it was all wonderful, and there was a hole in the roof. It was leaking.
Yeah. Yeah. So they can go to CAPI, my organization. I'm not sure how the other organizations work. And there'll be a committee that will look at things and try to work up some kind of understanding and or remediation. If that doesn't work, then the homeowner would have the option of taking something to court, of course. And a lot of the times, it's a matter of communication.
Right.
Now, I'd love it when my clients are on site with me, and if they want to be there for the full inspection, I'm happy with that. And I'll go through and spend as much time as needed, because it's communication.
Right.
And so long as they understand everything and understand what I do, a home inspection is a visual inspection of readily accessible components.
So has part of the industry, like, do all home inspectors now kind of have a contract with the client, and then it's very specific?
We certainly do, and I'm sure other organizations have their own contracts.
See, that's where it's kind of, now there's this really assigned contract between you and the person that's hiring you. So it's all cleared out, definite terms of what you're looking at, the scope of the inspections. I mean, it just clarifies it all.
Definitely. And I send my contracts and the standards of practice that we work to. I'll send that to my clients, email it to them before the inspection, if at all possible, and usually I do that, you know, close to 100% of the time.
Right. I mean, the thing is, let's say I was a totally unscrupulous real estate agent, and I had this jalopy for sale, and my cousin owned this jalopy house, and, you know, the buyers come in, a young couple, and, you know, my other cousin, Billy Bob, is a contractor, so I say, oh, don't call one of those home inspectors, just, you know, my cousin's a contractor, he'll come over, and that... Nowadays, you know, you got to be a licensed home inspector. Cousin Billy Bob can't come over and tell this young couple, oh, it's a beautiful house, no problems with that.
Right.
I mean, that's what the government, with their legislation, I'm sure, tried to get out of the picture. Are this the fly-by-nighters, the people cheating the system, people on the outside, kind of not really in the game, but kind of creating a bad image for everybody?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. And by having everybody certified and licensed, then there's a standard that you have to maintain.
Oh, yeah. And the inspectors I know are all ethical, and
right.
we really work hard to try to keep that going. Our organization tries right. to upgrade the standards and keep things tougher all the time.
Is there a big trade show every year too?
Pardon?
A trade show, like a big.
There's. Cappy goes to some of the trade shows in. For us?
For you, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, no, we have, of course, annual meetings.
Right, right.
Quarterly meetings, and then we'll right. have a big annual meeting. And then there's a national meeting of home inspectors
right.
for Cappy.
Right.
This year it's in Alberta.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully yeah. it's not in Alberta in the wintertime.
No, I think it starts in a couple of weeks.
But, you know, a good trade association will pull the whole industry together and then have good standards, ethical practices. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of money there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we don't want any bad apples in yeah. there. I mean, any more than you yeah. in the real estate industry do.
Well, and the problem is it's when English is not their first language and they're not used to our building standards or our mm-hmm. type of houses. Let's say they move here from another country and
yep.
they've just lived in apartments forever and they don't understand wood frame construction, all these things
yeah.
that we take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're assuming we know about the houses, but let's say they know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you, you know, you've got to go through this and tell them that, you know, all these things. I mean, that's where you could really...
Yeah, you could. Now, there's, of course, a number of inspectors in the Lower Mainland that are bilingual or
right.
multilingual.
Well,
and,
right.
And they get a good clientele.
Yeah.
From people that are coming into the country from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot more to it than just, you know, coming through and probing away. I mean, you've got to have everything above board. And that's why, you know, it's not working for the real estate agents. Like, I always tell people, oh, do you have an inspector you use? I'll recommend 3 or 4 of them. They don't work for me. You're going to hire them all by yourself.
Right.
There's absolutely no connection between the home inspector and the realtor.
Yeah.
Like, on my website, I have a list of, I don't know, 3 or 4 inspectors, and I say, go ahead, pick one. They're all good.
Mm-hmm.
The choice is yours. You know, you hire your own real estate. They work for you.
Yep.
It's not, they're not, like, I'm not, you don't pay me, then I pay them. It's like, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
That way, there's no, if the guy tells you the house is bad, believe him. He's telling you, third party, independent source. I'm
yep.
getting a commission if you buy the house.
Right.
Don't necessarily believe me. I'm a real estate agent. I'm a salesman. You
yep.
want to have somebody on your side giving you an honest assessment, and that's the job of the home inspector.
Precisely. That's what we do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not my house. I'm not getting it. You are, so you want to have someone on your side. That's why the home inspectors work for you.
Yeah.
No, and that's where the real estate agents, I think most of them realize the value of a good home inspector.
Yeah. Yeah, most of them do. I've got there's a few agents that don't hire me anymore, basically because I'm pretty thorough. And
right.
I've maybe, you know, if you kill 2 sales, well, you don't kill it, but if the report kills a couple of sales in a row, then they tend not to phone you again. That's okay. I don't worry about it.
I would rather have 5 blow up than have somebody buy that real lemon house. I mean, I
yeah.
hate the real, unless they know what they're getting into.
Right.
Unless they want a real project and they really want
yeah.
to get
and
into
and you
it.
Get those odd people that do have want a project, but no, I sleep well at night.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
yeah
exactly. Well, I want to thank you, Jeff, for coming in today and doing the show. It's been a real pleasure having you here, and I hope my listeners have enjoyed the show as much as I have. And again, I highly stress, if you're thinking of selling or if you're selling your house, even if you have it listed, you should hire a home inspector. It doesn't have to be Jeff, but any home inspector. Have someone come in and go through the house. Then you know what's wrong with it. I mean, you don't want to go selling a house and you're not quite sure. Well, we heard a few drops last winter. We're not sure if the water really got in there or not. I mean, you know, Frank went up with some silicone and we think it's okay. You know, and then you don't want, you know, your house goes through, you negotiate the price, and then all of a sudden Jeff shows up at your house. Now he's working for the buyers. He gets up into that attic. He puts on his red coveralls and his face mask and he gets up there and he probes away and, you know, the silicone didn't really work and all the trusses are wet and rotted and it's dripped down and got into the walls. I mean, it's too late to find that out. Then, you know, those buyers, guess what they do? They get back in their car and they start going looking at other houses for sale. They just walk away from yours. They don't even want to talk to you. It's finished.
Yep.
You don't want to, and the ones where the deals fail, if they had done the inspection beforehand, you know.
Then everything's up front.
Yeah, they could have fixed it. They had the opportunity. They could have fixed it themselves.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jeff. And again, what's the name of your website?
Harborhome.ca.
Now, it's got all the information on there, how much you charge. How much do you charge?
It varies with the size of a home. So usually it's around $400, $500, somewhere in there.
Depending.
With HST.
2,000 square foot home, probably about, what, $400 range?
Yeah, $425, something like that. Yeah.
That's cheap when you think about it, because that house on Salt Spring is going to set you back $500,000.
Yeah.
And to think that, you know, you spend the $400 or $500 and, you know, you're looking at buying an asset worth $500,000 or more for the starter houses. So it could be up to, you know, $1.5 million, $2 million. I mean, wouldn't you be a little crazy not to bring in a professional?
I certainly agree with you, Scott.
Well, thank you, Jeff, for coming in. So it's Scott Simmons with Radio Real Estate Show. And we're wrapping up for another week here. Drew's going to be in the Johnny DeVille with the Johnny DeVille Show. He's going to be showing up. I'm surprised he's not walking through the studio door right now. Usually at 2 minutes to, he's throwing me out of here. So hang on, and Johnny DeVille will be up with some rocking music from the 50s, 60s, and he's going to just entertain you for the next 2 hours. So I want everyone in Salt Spring to have a wonderful day. Enjoy the nice weather while it lasts, and thank you very much for listening. Have yourself a wonderful afternoon.
You're on the sweet spot on your FM dial.